Here on Superstation, Crest, we're joined by Mokane Senator Jeannie Riddle for our weekly legislative conversation. Senator Riddle, before we get to anything related to the session, obviously national news right now with the Florida shooting. What's your reaction to everything that's going on down south?
I think it's horrific, and my heart and prayers go to those people who have loved ones that were injured or killed. I think it is awful that a person would do that to innocent people, and I'm very grateful for those individuals that helped the many students there. I would remind individuals that evil does exist in this world, unfortunately, and it is an evil person who wreaks havoc, and not a particular tool, whether it's a piece of sporting equipment or construction tools or a car or a gun or a knife. And it's just very sad. I just very heartbroken for those kids and families and loved ones.
Senator Jeannie Riddle, our guest here on Superstation Crest. Specific to the legislative session now, I understand it was a very long Thursday in Jefferson City.
It was. It was a long Wednesday and Tuesday as well. We had a number of filibusters going, but we actually got quite a few things accomplished. We sent quite a number of bills over to the House side that we third read out of the Senate today. And several of those, a couple of those have to do with our economics in the state. Our number one development tools to attract businesses and retain the ones we have is the Missouri Works Program and the Missouri Works Training Program. And so those were renewed through allowing the sunset to be extended. Very positive because so many of our businesses utilize that. We, let's see, what else? We have, big one for me is something that I've worked on since I've been here. It's not my bill this time, but it is an energy bill that helps make sure that the grid stays in place and that we have safe, reliable energy, and also has quite a number of consumer protections embedded in it. And so that was a big win, I believe, for Missouri overall on that one. And happy to give some pieces and parts if that's something that you would like me to talk about a bit.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Well, one of the things that our consumers are concerned about and talk to us about are rate spikes that, because of the nature of it, might be weather or something like that, that they would rather see that smoothed out so that they have better control and can talk about or can budget their money. So this bill was Senate Bill 564, and it includes some of the most consumer-friendly rate caps in the country. So it's good for families and businesses, and it makes sure that the electric rates are more stable and predictable. It has rate caps in it without taking away the Public Service Commission's critical oversight that decides what pieces, what parts of the money that the utilities can, after they put them in place, be recovered. It will also attract, in Missouri, the modernized critical infrastructure, electric infrastructure. It's to keep us safe from all these growing cyber and physical threats that our country fends off on a regular basis. It has substantial investments in the smart grid technology so that it gives us as consumers more control over our bill by either participating in energy saving programs or how we want to control, our bill as to whether it's higher or lower. And it allows us to keep pace with the other 46 states that already have taken these steps to modernize their grids. So I think it's a huge win-win for consumers and electric companies, and I'm particularly pleased with the thing that's going to protect us from cyber attacks.
We're joined by Republican Senator Jeannie Riddle here on Superstation Crest. Any movement on any of your bills?
Yeah, I well, just because the nature of lengthy discussions on especially the energy bill, a couple of bills I would have probably had on the floor yesterday or today will be pushed back to next week, but I've got seven bills that have been referred to be reported to the calendar one of which is will affect people all over the state, you know, and in my district as well. It's allowing the MoDOT utility corridor where all the cables and lines are laid. Right now it's at 6 feet, to extend that to 12 feet where it's applicable without causing MoDOT to have to buy easements. It's utilizing what we already currently have. And in doing so, it'll make it safer for our utility workers. It'll make the work go quicker, so it won't be as costly to lay those lines. So, and it will help them lay them quicker in order to be able to get things to our rural areas. So I really like that one. You know, in some areas in the northern part of the state, the utility corridor, depending on when the road was built and how wide the shoulders are, it may be 100 feet. And some of the urban areas, 6 feet is maybe all they have. But where they have the ability to expand it to 12, that's what we're going to have them do. The other bill that's coming up that hopefully we'll have some good conversation about it is my bill that modifies what we currently have in statute on peace disturbance, specifically pertaining to obstructing a highway or access to the emergency room. Put some real teeth in the penalties for people who want to, for instance, protest on Highway 70, which I think is highly dangerous, and so we're going to see that we can put a stop to that. And if they want to protest peacefully, great, but not on our interstate highways and not blocking entrances to our hospital emergency rooms. But I've got about seven that on the calendar, so hopefully if next week goes well, I'll have a number of those heard and moved on to the House.
There you go, and then we'll have plenty more to discuss. She is Mokane Senator Jeannie Riddle on Superstation Crest. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Eric. Have a good rest of your week.